The term skepticism is inherently misleading. Within the scientific skeptic movement, it's used to mean promoting science and rationality, but its literal meaning is closer to the everyday sense of the term, indicating suspicion or disbelief. To be skeptical, you have to be skeptical about something. This makes the skeptical movement sound negative, and it also seems to define skepticism as rejection, serving to narrow the range of possible beliefs by eliminating false ones, but nothing more. But scientific skeptics see skepticism as positive and additive, creating new knowledge by applying the scientific method, broadly speaking, to evaluate claims of fact and identify true ones. For example, when the Mythbusters bust a myth, they are still adding to knowledge. Thanks to them, we now know that a car can't fly using rocket thrusters, where before we weren't sure. So that's useful knowledge, particularly if you were tempted to put rocket thrusters on your car. I think this disconnect is partly historical. The early figures taken as founders of the skeptical movement, people like Harry Houdini, James Randi, and Martin Gardner, really were skeptics of the rejectionist kind. They were motivated to skepticism by their disgust at deception and fakery disguised as supernaturalism, and they devoted their lives to exposing psychic mediums, faith healers, and con artists. Skeptics continued this tradition for many years, focusing themselves on debunking supernatural or paranormal beliefs, especially through prominent figures such as Randi and PSYCOP, the Committee for the Scientific Investigation of Claims of the Paranormal, or ESP researchers such as Susan Blackmore. Only later did the skeptical movement ally itself with scientific progress and general critical thinking. And at roughly the same time that skeptics were expanding their scope to address anti-scientific thinking and public policy issues, say about the 1980s or so, a widespread movement to teach critical thinking in grade schools sprang up among education professionals. Skepticism, however, never closely allied itself with that project, or adopted critical thinking rather than skepticism as its mantle. Even PSYCOP, C-S-I-C-O-P, changed its name to the Committee for Skeptical Investigation, CSI. This allowed them to drop the reference to paranormal, but oddly also changed the S in the name from scientific to skeptical, again leaving open the question what they were skeptical of. How is skeptical inquiry different from scientific investigation? And if it's not different, why did CSI change their terminology? Today, it's hard to say how skepticism is different from just plain critical thinking, or in questions of empirical fact, the scientific method. Many of the great figures of modern skepticism were, in fact, working scientists, like Carl Sagan, Stephen Jay Gould, Phil Plait, and Neil deGrasse Tyson, or they're closely allied with professional scientists, like Michael Shermer. Many of today's prominent skeptical projects are focused on actual science rather than the paranormal fringe, as in the cases of creationist attacks on evolution or global warming denial. So why do we need skepticism at all, since we already have a much longer and well-established tradition of science? In a recent post at the blog skeptoid.com, Brian Dunning gave this view of skepticism. Quote, "Skepticism is, or should be, an extraordinarily powerful and positive influence on the world. Skepticism is not simply about debunking, as is commonly charged. Skepticism is about redirecting attention, influence, and funding away from worthless superstitions and toward projects and ideas that are evidenced to be beneficial to humanity and to the world," end quote. He added that, quote, "The scientific method is central to skepticism. Anecdotal evidence and personal testimonies generally don't meet the qualifications for scientific evidence and thus won't often be accepted by a responsible skeptic, which often explains why skeptics get such a bad rap for being negative or disbelieving people. They're simply following the scientific method," end quote. This is an interesting way of looking at it. Dunning states specifically that skepticism is scientific in its methods and that it is not merely focused on debunking paranormal claims. But he also states that skepticism is a powerful and positive influence on the world, and that one of its main projects is the fight between what he calls worthless superstition and ideas that are evidenced to be beneficial. On this view, then, skepticism is the application of the scientific method as a kind of public service project, rather than just a search for knowledge. But again, for many skeptics, skepticism is not something distinct from science, but just a general embrace of the scientific outlook in everyday life. Many skeptics look on Richard Feynman's analysis of the factors leading to the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster as a classic piece of skeptical investigation. Interestingly, Feynman himself did not use that terminology and did not set himself up as a debunker of the paranormal. But trained as a research scientist, he not only had the technical knowledge to understand the issues involved in the space shuttle explosion, but he had the inquisitive mindset and logical rigor to see through flaws in the process he was investigating. Here is a case of skepticism in the public service, but grounded on science to the point that it's difficult to tell the difference between them. In endorsing the skeptical mindset and presenting ourselves to the public in that guise, skeptics take on a complicated mix of history, public perception, long-standing and unresolved intellectual conflicts, and a proud but uncertain association with mainstream empirical science. We are critics, debunkers, educators, scientists, and everyday critical thinkers, but it's sometimes difficult to say just what all of that means to any one of us individually, and hard to predict what expectations the word skeptic raises in the general public. The breadth of skepticism is not a weakness. Most people are not experimental scientists, but everyone can be a skeptical critical thinker. Our individual interests and level of technical knowledge may lead us to apply the skeptical perspective in a variety of contexts, some casual and ordinary, and some highly complex and technical. Perhaps skepticism is actually a spectrum of applied critical thinking, rather than a particular type of mental process. Actual experimental science may be just a rigorous and formal version of skepticism applied to the cutting edge of knowledge, while debunkers like Randy or the Mythbusters apply critical thinking to the interface between knowledge and falsehood, and the rest of us just try to use logic and reasoning in an everyday context. Seen this way, skepticism is not science per se, nor is it public service, debunking, or anything else particularly. It is the ability to apply the tools of knowledge and empiricism to whatever problems may present themselves in whatever roles we play in life. It may be that skepticism is too specific and misleading a word to be applied to that. Perhaps we don't really need a label for it. But the word skepticism has stood us in good stead so far and will continue to do as long as we don't allow it to limit our understanding of our own abilities and opportunities as ordinary logical thinkers.